Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
And you don't know? Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited, and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Super, super excited to have you joining us here today. Listen, today is the season finale show. OMG, I'm telling you what, 2013 has been a phenomenal year, and so we are ending it big. You know what, go big or go home. And so I'm excited today that you're joining us here, tuning in from all across the world wide web. If you're coming in from Twitter and Facebook and on the phone lines, we see you and we say hello. Thank you so much for checking out your girl, Charvette Mitchell, of course, holding it down here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But listen, let me tell you about the season finale show. So we have, back by popular demand, as I always say, Mr. Jack A. Daniels. Yes, we are finishing up the third in the installment of the Shot of Jack relationship series exclusively here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We have gotten really, really, really great reviews on this segment. So we're going to talk to you more today about maybe some ways women, we might be ruining, oh my goodness, dates. We're also going to talk about the holiday season, maybe the pressure, if you're in a relationship, the pressure about what kind of gift to buy and what's acceptable and what's not, and do I meet the family and do I not? And then those that don't have anyone, we're going to talk about that as well. And then in our second segment, I'm super excited to have back as well, also back by popular demand, Kevin Brown. You know him as .com from NBC's 30 Rock. Oh, my goodness, with Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin and all those great people. And he is back today to chat with us. He is the executive producer for a new documentary that's being done, the Uptown Comedy Club, The Birth of Hip-Hop Comedy, and it's going to be featuring a boatload of people, Mike Epps and Flex Alexander, Kim Whitley, Joe Torre, and many, many more, and .com, we know him, Kevin Brown, he is the executive producer, so we're going to be chatting it up with him just to see what's going on in his world. So listen, we're ready to jump right in. What I need you to do right now, get on Twitter, retweet, get on Facebook, repost, and tell them to tune in right now and listen to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Of course, you can add me in the Twitter feed and just put at Charvette. And, of course, you can do hashtag Shot of Jack. Yes, yes, yes. And, of course, on Facebook, it's just facebook.com/Charvette. All right. So, again, we're jumping right on in. This gentleman, certainly, he has proven himself to be an expert in relationships, but he is one that really wants you to stay out of your own way. I'm talking about none other than Mr. Jack A. Daniels. He's an author, psychotherapist, syndicated columnist, international speaker. He's been seen all over media, and we're excited that he's here with us today. Mr. Jack Daniels, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
You know, every time I get so excited coming here because I love your audience. I love your show. I love you. And thank you so much for inviting me over and over and over again. And I've had a fantastic time doing this whole relationship series and Shots of Jack, and we've covered so many things.
Yes, I think we have helped a lot of people, myself not excluded. So thank you. And as I always say and as I always reiterate, whenever I can have a gentleman that is willing to talk about relationships, I really think it's really critical because women, of course, we can just talk all day long, but we want to hear the male perspective, and you give it to us, a straight shot of Jack each time.
I don't like to hold back.
Right. Don't hold back. This is a judge-free free zone. All right, so let's jump right on in. So you sent out an e-blast earlier this week, if not last week, called The Top 5 Ways Women Ruin Dates. And I was like, that's a good topic to chat about. So I want you to break it down for our listeners. So the first thing you said is you were boring. Oh, my goodness. Are we boring? Tell us about that one.
You know, I get so many different women that ask relationship questions and insight, and I counsel and coach 75% of my clientele are women, and they're always looking for ways to figure out what they can do right and what they're doing wrong and how they can better improve whatever it is that they're doing to improve their chances on, I mean, let's face it, everyone wants to get married. Everyone wants to be in love. Everyone wants someone that wants them for them. So I thought it was a really fun topic because there's so many women that think that something's wrong because the guy doesn't call back after the first date or he doesn't get back in contact with them. Or, I mean, there's so many different things that go on. And as women, you wonder so many things in your mind that I think you overthink it. But really what I wanted to do was provide some really simple things that can kind of help you out. So when you said, were you boring? To a certain extent, you probably were boring. And if for a guy, if you're talking about your work, your job, your family, your kids, or the weather, I mean, those are like mood killers. And what women need to understand, it's true. What women need to understand, most men are stimulated by action. We're stimulated by adventure and excitement and things that take us away from our daily norm. We hate remembering our reality. We like always in our heads and fantasies, and women have to realize that you have to strike that nerve. Otherwise, we're thinking, when can we get out of here?
Oh, my. Oh, okay. So don't be boring, ladies. That's the first piece of relationship advice. Number two, you say sharing TMI, too much information. What's that about?
You ever met that girlfriend or talked to that girlfriend that just vomits all of her business out? I mean, just lets it all out, no holds barred, and you talk about everything under the sun except the getting to know you part process. And we like to know a little bit about you as men, but we don't want to know everything. I mean, too much too soon can take the mystery of our pursuit and our chase away. So when you're talking about men, we love pursuing you. We love chasing you. The victory is in the chase. And if you just tell us everything we need to know, there's no mystery left. We don't have anything left to come back to. So stop just giving it all away. Tease it a little bit. Just, you know, raise your skirt up a little bit. Don't just give it all away at one time.
All right. Old folks used to say, share some, keep some, and you always have some.
Hello, somebody.
There you go. All right. So stop with the TMI, ladies. All right. Number three, you whined too much. Really? Are we doing that on dates? We whining?
You know, a very interesting statistic is they did some studies that showed how men are attracted to women whose vocal octaves and vocal pitches are a lot lower and not higher, which is extremely amazing because men associate higher octaves with whining and griping and complaining. And that's why a lot of men can't stand to hear babies crying. If you ask a guy what they hate, what's one of the worst sounds that they hate, and they'll typically say, like, baby crying. Or like a really screechy woman's voice, because it kind of turns off. So, and in addition to that, no man likes to hear women whine about her problems, her issues, her concerns, or anything like that, because the only thing that we're thinking of is this woman has issues, and I'm not trying to get all involved in any of her issues. So keep the whining to a minimum. In fact, don't even talk about your problems at all. Keep it upbeat, spunky, and adventurous.
There you go. And again, listeners, we're talking about those first dates. We're not talking about you're on a date with someone you've been dating for 8 years.
Yeah. You can always talk about your problems eventually, but not on the first date. You know, you just don't want to get it all out there on the first date.
All right. Good. Number four, too formal. Talk about that.
I can tell you right now, no guy wants to marry his supervisor. And as independent women, as women that are climbing the corporate ladder and doing so many wonderful things in terms of their careers, sometimes it's hard to turn the job off. And sometimes it's hard to come out of that role and just be a woman, just be that funny, that flirtatious, I don't want to say loose, but because that's a different terminology.
Right.
Just that nice, you know, soft, gentle woman. And sometimes women can be interrogating men, and it makes them feel sometimes like they're on a job interview. So what I'm saying is just loosen up just a little bit and don't act like you're at the office. Don't act like you're talking to one of your coworkers or you're interviewing someone. Just be yourself and be fun and be original. Be authentic.
Be authentic. I like that. I like that. Listeners, if you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasted from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and you're listening to the dynamic advice of Jack A. Daniels. This is our relationship segment series, A Shot of Jack, hashtag Shot of Jack, if you're on Twitter and Facebook, so you're getting a good download. All right, number five, the final one. And what is number five?
Laugh more.
mm-hmm.
There's too many women out here, Charvette, that are walking around me mucking. You're just so
me mucking.
I don't know. You know, somebody peed in your cornflakes or just got you in a bad mood. It's too many women that are walking around with ugly faces. I wrote a book, my best-selling book, I Need a Wife, Where Are the Real Women? And in that book, I interviewed over 1,000 men. And according to the studies that I did, the research that I did, and some of the other surveys and things that are out there, one of the most favorite compliments that men love to hear is you're funny. And I know that's amazing for women to hear, like, what do you mean you're funny? What if he's not funny? Every guy thinks he's funny.
Right.
Every guy thinks he's funny, and we love to laugh, we love to joke, we love to prank, and we love to play. And women have to realize that. And if you're so serious all the time, you're going to seem like you're just like this boring person again. So what I'm saying is I'm not saying make up some things about that are funny. I'm saying be original, be authentic, but don't overdo it, because I know there are a whole lot of women that know how to overdo it and fake it. But I want you to do it. I don't need you to use those skills just now. I need you to use those a little bit later when the dating process has progressed.
So don't laugh for like 10 minutes straight. And it's like, okay, now that's too much, honey.
Yeah. I mean, don't, just stroking his ego. But we all love to believe that we're funny. And a good sense of humor is really, really important for guys because it makes us seem like we're having a good time.
All right. Well said. All right, ladies. Your five tips there to help you on your first couple of dates there so you have the information. All right, Jack, so we are in the holiday season. The holiday season is upon us. And this time is a fun time. It's a romantic time. You got the lights, blah, 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 blah. But it also can be a stressful time for those in a relationship, number one, or for those that don't have a relationship. So let's deal with those that are in a relationship right now. So I have to tell you, I was on Facebook much earlier today, and I ran across a post of a friend of mine, David Hannon. Hannon, like Shannon. Big shout out to David. He took a picture of a Coach pocketbook. He looks like he's in a Coach store. If you don't know what Coach is, it's a name brand of a purse, Macy's or somewhere. He takes a picture of a Coach pocketbook, and he posts on his Facebook wall, "Ladies, why is this no longer acceptable? What if this is all the dude can afford? Does he get a pass or not?" Talking about a Coach pocketbook. He got 65 comments. He's not a radio personality. He's not any celebrity. He got 65 comments. And you know what shocked me, Jack?
What's that?
This is what shocked me. There were so many women who said, "Yeah, Coach pocketbook, that's beneath me. They played out. If that's all he can come home with, he can keep on walking. And, it needs to be Gucci. It needs to be Tory Burch. It needs to be."
Wow.
And I was shocked.
Wow.
And I said, what about the average? What about the average guy who would read that and think, "Wow, I was really doing something. I thought I was really doing something by buying a $250, $300 Coach pocketbook," and these posts are saying this is played out. What is wrong with us?
It's amazing. Every time I think we've taken some steps forward, we take some steps back. And
yes.
When you think about. I heard an interesting sermon the other day, and it was titled, "Christmas is not your birthday."
Uh-huh.
And I'll just put that shot of Jack on it. Christmas ain't your birthday, girl. And you need to realize that it's not about the gifts. It's about the giving. And I think so many people have gotten consumed and caught up in the whole receiving of things that they've forgotten about the whole point of what this means. And when you're talking about women and men, especially guys who are trying to become a part of someone's life, there's so much pressure to do it the right way. There's so much pressure to make an impression on that woman so that you keep that smile on her face, because that's all we really care about is keeping a smile on your face. We really want to make you happy. That's why we pursue you. That's why we chase you. That's why we wake. Everything we do in the morning when we wake up, everything that we have is dedicated to women. I mean, we brush our teeth because women want our breath to smell good.
Yes, we do.
We put on our clothes, we comb our hair, we wear the clothes that you want to see, we drive the cars you want to ride in, and have houses, and make it comfortable. If it were up to us, we'd live in a cardboard box. But because women want to be comfortable, these are some of the things that we do. The holidays are a really extremely dangerous time to overdo some things that truly aren't real. And what I mean by that is, I always challenge men, don't overcommit to something that you know you can't afford, because then it sets the bar and the standards to some of the things that you're supposed to do. And then a lot of guys try to make up for the reality that they've been horrible throughout the years and or throughout the whole entire year, then they try to make up for it with a gift. Well,
Kobe Bryant.
Hey, now, you know,
that's another level. Vanessa Bryant might be able to say coach is beneath her. I might let her have that pass.
Yeah. And you know, it seems to me like we've gotten into this whole reality television-based upper echelon, you know, mentality for women. And I hate to see what that's doing to a lot of black women's mentalities, but it is what it is, and we have to endure it. But that puts a lot of pressure on men, especially if you're talking about this little coach bag ain't nothing to me. You need to upgrade yourself. Beyonce. Beyonce is on another level. Do you know how much money Jay-Z makes?
Right. And you know, I'm so glad you brought up the reality TV, because that's what came to my mind, was that are we, as the average woman, and I'm going to say African-American, the average African-American woman should be okay, should be perfectly fine with any coach pocketbook. Are we looking at reality TV to try to dictate what drives our relationship? So this past week on Atlanta Housewives, one of the young ladies was shopping for shoes. She does not have a job, and she's buying $3,600 shoes. So if you are looking at that saying, oh, well, if my shoes aren't $3,600, I'm not in and popular, really? And then I really wanted to go through some of the posts for people that were saying that the coach pocketbook wasn't good enough. And I really wish Facebook had a flag to say, this is how much their house is worth. This is what kind of money they have in the bank. I was like, I bet they don't have a pot to do whatever in and a window to throw it out of.
Yeah, and I think it's just our priorities are wrong. And people are looking at the wrong things in terms of their wealth. And your wealth doesn't come from a paycheck. It comes from your purpose. And when people have been tricking themselves and lying to themselves about what it is that makes them valuable. And if you think that your value comes from what you put your valuables in terms of a coach bag, you're mistakenly wrong. And I think we have to revisit some of the priorities that we have and what makes us who we are. There's so many people that are just lost. And on the holidays, I think it hones in a little bit more to that loneliness, to that loss, to that being lost. And there's so many things that go along with it. It can lead to being in the holiday time frame, it reminds you of some of the things that you didn't do all year.
Yeah.
It reminds you of some of the things that you didn't obtain or get or that you're missing out of in your life for the entire year. So it leads to like these feelings of sadness and loneliness. But it causes us to focus on why we feel something is missing in our lives. And, you know, it's a certain level of discontentment. So if you really haven't accomplished what it is that you want to accomplish, and I talk a lot about this with experts class and some of the other things that I have, and also Mate Attraction, there are a lot of people that they have this hole in their heart, and it's this void that's been missing, and they haven't truly tapped into it because it has to do a lot with purpose, and purpose is something that a lot of people are afraid of. So we project what it is that's missing from our lives and try to do it with material. We try to compensate with material gains, and that's not the answer at all.
Not the answer. Well, to summarize and wrap this up in a nice little bow, Sean L. Mentor commented, big shout out to Sean in Richmond, and he said, a sure way to tell what a lady likes is what she's buying for herself. So if she already has a collection of all these pocketbooks, then, gentlemen, you can follow suit. But if she doesn't have one of these expensive pocketbooks, then some pretending is going on. Well said, Sean. Well said. All right, while listeners are listening, tell them how they can connect with you on your website, get a hold of your books, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I highly recommend that you go to mateattraction.com. That's M-A-T-E attraction.com, and it's a free video series that explains everything you need to know about how to attract the love that you desire and deserve into your life without any gimmicks or games or anything of that nature. But it's a free video series. Go to it. I encourage you, mateattraction.com. And then for people that are looking to book me to come speak or to your organization, your school, your corporation or whatever, go to jackadaniels.com. And you can find all of the information that you need there. But for the most part, I am excited about 2014 and into the new year. And there's so many wonderful projects and things that I have coming up that, Charvette, I have to come back and talk about them because I think it fits your audience and listeners really, really well. And I'm over here bubbling right now thinking about some of the wonderful things that are coming up in 2014. And I hope that everyone else is doing the exact same thing. And whatever you do, leave behind some of the accomplishments that you did not make in 2013. And what more importantly, what I want to say is that it's never too late. It's never too late to accomplish what it is that you really wanted to accomplish, as long as you keep the faith and keep making whatever it is that you are making happen and stay out of your own way. And believe and trust that God can actually provide you with the guidance, the strength, the direction to push your visions into fruition. I believe that for everyone, and I'm really hoping and praying that everyone has a good 2014, and especially you, Charvette.
Absolutely, and you know we will have you back. I see you blowing up, so I'm not going to let you leave me out of this. So we're going up together. We're going up together. If you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and you're hearing the dynamic Jack A. Daniels. I'm telling you what, author, speaker, just check him out. So what I want to wrap up with, I want to make sure those that are single, those that don't have, a love or what have you, this time of year, the holidays can be a tough time for some people. What advice do you have? What suggestions do you have for people who are in that place of struggle because they feel like they don't have that relationship piece?
Yeah, and that's a really great question. I think the best thing that I always tell people is, number one, do something different. And I know that's hard for some people, but you have to have the courage to do something different. What happens to a lot of people is that they go through the same routines over and over and over again, so whether it's, meeting with their family or meeting with the friends or putting up a Christmas tree and sitting in front of the television with eggnog and just being lonely. And what I would say to you is try to challenge yourself to do something different. Number two, watch your intake of alcohol. And because it's a lonely time, because it's sometimes it can be a depressing time for a lot of people as well, because during the holidays, people tend to remember if you lost someone or, that loneliness feeling of, hey, mom's not here anymore, dad's not here, grandma.
Yeah.
So watch your intake of alcohol so that you don't go back into a depressive state. And I'm saying alcohol, but I'm also meaning other substances as well, because some people, you need a little stronger something.
Right.
But watch your intake of that. And then number three, try to give something to someone. And what I mean by giving something to someone, we're so busy worried about ourselves. The best form of forgiving is giving. And when you give something to someone else and you do something for someone else, you kind of forget about yourself and some of the things that you're going through. And I truly encourage you to get out there and give. Find a soup kitchen, find a church, find something or a shelter or something that you can go and contribute to someone or something that is lesser than you, because it's going to provide you with the ability to be able to understand that this isn't about you. It's all about helping other people. And then the best thing and the best advice that I can ever give anyone is to congregate as much as you can with friends and family. And I know some people are like, not my family. But these are the times that we rarely get to get together and to remember, to go back in down memory lane and have history and to share and to see what everyone's accomplished. Try to share those things. I mean, and if you don't have a great family, get with a group of friends, and they can become your family. So just try not to be alone by yourself is one of the most important things that I can tell you. So number one, again, you know, get out of the house. Get out of your comfort zone, your norm. Number two, watch your intake of alcohol. Three, try to give something to someone else. And then number four, be with as many friends and family as you possibly can throughout the holiday season.
All right. There you go. Shot of Jack. Hashtag shot of Jack. I love it. Jack, what are you doing for the holidays?
I'm going on a round robin. I'm trying to visit as many family members and friends as I possibly can. So I'll be in Houston, to Kansas City, to Chicago, to Dallas, to maybe come up to D.C. I'm not real sure, but I'll be kind of making my round robin. I'm checking out sometime like Thursday, and then I kind of go ghost for the rest of the year, and I don't pop up on the scene until maybe like the second week of January. So I'm trying to get to an island, Charvette. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Oh, okay. You up my alley. I will be in Jamaica in a few days.
Hello.
So, yes, Jamaica in a few days. So good, good, good. Listen, I just got a text, a great segment. So big shout out. Thanks for all those that are listening in to our season finale for 2013. So glad Jack is a part of it. You don't want to go anywhere. You want to keep it locked right here, because we have KevinBrown.com from NBC's 30 Rock. You want to keep it locked. You don't want to go anywhere. You want to hear that segment. Can you give us any sneak peek about anything big you have coming in 2014 we can keep our eye open for?
Yeah, you know, believe it or not, so many people have been contacting me about relationship things, and, you know, I've done so many things for our community in terms of relationships. I've shown you, you know, the what is going on and what's going wrong. I've shown you how to get more in touch with yourself with the whole Mate Attraction series. And now I'm going to show you how to connect to one another a little bit better. So I have this huge initiative that's called Upscale Twist that's coming out, and it's really – it's basically a dating service for us. And
get out of here.
Yeah, it's like amazing. And there's so many people that are on the waiting list already, because I can't keep it's just too many people. I mean, I'm talking about, and people think I'm exaggerating, I'm talking about hundreds of people have reached out to me and said, you know, can you hook me up with a good man, or can you hook me up with a good woman? And I know it's a lot of women thinking, there aren't a lot of good men out there. Yes, there are. There are men that are looking for you, and they're begging to find, because they're tired of going through frivolous dates, wasting money, and not meeting someone that's quality. So this service is actually putting quality women together with quality men, and we're going to roll it out in Atlanta, and then we're also going to a couple of other cities, and we'll announce those as well. But it's a phenomenal process, and so many people are going to enjoy it. But look for that launching in January, right around the time of Valentine's Day and getting, we're going to try to put some couples together. We're going to try to get some folks married and have some babies and do it the right
way. Oh, wow. That is huge. Listeners, you need to put your hands together. That is humongous. Wow. Blessings to you on that project. So we will definitely keep our eye open and out for that. Well, Jack, again, thank you so much for being here on our season finale, the third of 1, 2, 3 segments we've had, a Shot of Jack relationship series exclusively here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We appreciate you and many, many more continued blessings on you and your business.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for having me. God bless you and the city of Richmond and all of your wonderful listeners. I have enjoyed this series, and as always, whenever I sign off, I say keep the faith, keep making it happen. Remember to stay out of your own way.
All right, stay out of your own way, listeners. There you go. We're going to a quick commercial break, and then we will be back to get ready for our second segment. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Newcastle Productions presents the award-winning play, The Piano Lesson. Two siblings debate on whether to keep or sell the old family piano. If sold, consequently, they sell the souls of their ancestors, who paid much more than money for it. Don't miss out on August Wilson's classic tale of the family and the piano, which taught them a lesson, at Greater Ebenezer AME Church in Richmond, Virginia, on Saturday, January 11th, 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. shows. Purchase tickets at Barkey's or call 804-908-3795 for online orders and information.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at mitchell-productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.mitchell-productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again to the season finale. Listen, we love you guys. Thank you so much. You all have helped to make a phenomenal year here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we love you. Listen, make sure you're following us on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Make sure you are connected with us on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, and then, of course, my main website, charvette.com. And for my mobile users, I know you want to make sure you have my mobile app. It's available for your iPhone, your iPad, your Android device, your BlackBerry device. And all you have to do, if you go to charvette.com, there's a quick box on the bottom right. You click, it'll take you right to the mobile app information. Or you can go to your mobile store on your phone and just put in Charvette, and you can have the mobile app for the show. So listen, we are excited. We are gearing up for 2014 big things popping, big things happening. And so, of course, we'll continue to bring you phenomenal shows as we have always done. So listen, I am super excited because I am one of 50 business coaches and trainers that will be participating in the Big Business Conference 2014. The Big Business Conference 2014 is targeted to small businesses that are seeking big results, whether you are in that build phase, you are trying to build your business, or whether you have your business already established and you're trying to integrate and really add some more things to your business, and or if you are already there and you're like, I just want to grow what I'm already doing, this 2014 Big Business Conference is for you. So listen, the website launched this past week. I need you to go to the website, check it out, www.charvettegoesbig.com. www.charvettegoesbig.com. That will give you all of the information for the Big Business Conference. And listen, the conference is amazing because it is a virtual conference. So you don't have to purchase a hotel room. You don't have to get an airline ticket. It is a virtual live conference that will take place from February 17th, 2014 through March 17th, 2014. Over 30 days. Every single day, there will be at least a session or two. Every single day, you can pick and choose which sessions you want to participate in. You have the ability to access all of the sessions. Again, they are live. You'll be able to participate right on your computer. You will see the trainers' PC, their screen in front of you, and I'm telling you what, it's some of the best business coaches and trainers from across the country, and I am one of them, so definitely check that out. Yes, there is an investment. It is not free, but certainly if you have a business, you want people to sow into your business, so you want to invest into yourself, but there is an early bird registration. Early bird registration is available right now, so again, go to charvettegoesbig.com. There's an early bird registration that's open through the end of the year. Only 50 early bird passes are available for you to get in on this really wave of the future 2014 Big Business Conference. Again, charvettegoesbig.com. Check it out there. And I am doing one of the sessions. So super, super excited. So listen, we are getting ready for our next segment that's coming up. I am excited to have back with us KevinBrown.com. I'm telling you what, certainly his breakout role was on the award-winning NBC show 30 Rock. Of course, you know, starring Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin and Tracy Morgan. But we are excited to be talking to Kevin today about a new documentary, The Uptown Comedy Club, The Birth of Hip-Hop Comedy, and it is in celebration of the Uptown Comedy Club's 25th anniversary. And so this is presented by .com Entertainment and Enigma Film Works. And I'm telling you what, the documentary will highlight the history of really the premier place for black comedians. And I'm telling you what, it has a boatload of people that will be featured, that we're going to be hearing about. Featured Mike Epps and Joe Torre and Flex Alexander and Kim Whitley and many, many more. And so we're going to be hearing all about that. So, yes, you know KevinBrown.com from 30 Rock, but you want to hear this side of him. This side of him you want to hear. So, listen, we're going to take a very quick break, and then we will be back. We'll be right back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show here on our season finale. We're so glad you're tuning in. We thank you so much. We love you so much. All right, we'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals and performers.
Farmer. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3G, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Gs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Gs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas.
And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas.
Our sun is blazing bright, caroling through the night.
While geese that fly with the moon on their wings,
holiday cheer. After that, we started out with Zyel. They're a new group, and I'm telling you what, they three girls and the harmony is off the chain. And then we moved to the next song, which is Mary J. Blige, off of the new soundtrack. And I'm telling you, it's awesome. She has a project for Christmas, so you want to check out Mary J. Blige. And then that was Monica from another soundtrack, The Best Holiday, Best Man Holiday. And so that was that. All right. So listen, I have some tips for you. Oh, I forgot to tell you. 5 easy ways to make your home warm and cozy for the holiday season. So you may have friends coming over, you may have family coming over, and you want to take it up a notch. You want to do something that just makes your home stand out for the holidays. So here are 5 tips. Tip number 1, keep the winter out. So focus on making sure you have good heat in the house. Yes, yes, yes. Nice thick curtains. Some people change their curtains during the different season. You have, of course, fireplaces, but now they have the portable fireplaces that you can have and bring them in and buy them. So if you don't normally have one, that's an option of something that you can do. Tip number 2, dim your lights. Your choice of lighting in your room really plays a huge part in the results of the feel that you get in the room. So change up on your lighting. You can even get dimmers that aren't that too expensive. So check on dimmers or something to change kind of the mood of the lighting. It could be just changing the light bulbs in some of the lamps that you already have. Nothing, though, is worse than a blinding spotlight when you're trying to have a relaxing late night dinner. We had the relationship series earlier, so y'all know what y'all talking about with that. The other thing associated with that, again, we're talking about 5 easy ways to make your home warm and cozy for the holidays, is to place lamps around the room, again, as we mentioned, with dimmers, but also using candles. So the candle lighting is a recommendation for something that you want to step up or increase during the holidays. So get your candles going. And you know, now they have so many options for candles. Oh my goodness, there are soy candles. Now, if you aren't up on soy candles, you need to check out soy candles because they don't leave the soot, for lack of a better word. They don't leave the black, ashy stuff. It burns down even and clear. So soy candles are really, really popular. But they also have automatic candles. So it's not an actual candle that actually has fire. And I know this because my mother, bless her heart, is an avid HSN shopper and buyer and an avid HSN, all of the home shopping networks. And so she has the pre-lit automatic candles. So that's great if you have little kids, you know, because they're curious and they want to stick their hand in the fire. Well, you don't have to worry about that if you get those automatic candles, kind of mechanical candles. You can place them around. And you don't have to worry about any of that. All right, and then you want to choose the right color palette. So pale colors make your room feel cool. So to warm up your room, you want to choose a color palette of hearty reds, rich browns, glowing golds. Red is really, really a wonderful and cheerful, powerful color that you want to use. Layers of gloss, jeweled boxes, gold. You want to make sure you throw gold in so you can easily make those updates in your house with throw pillows and the arrangements on your tables and the place setting and all that good stuff and all that jazz. And then the last tip is to just get comfy. So bring in extra blankets, extra duvets, extra throws into your sitting room. Bring extra in during this time of the year if you want your home to feel warm and cozy for the holiday season, in particular if you have friends and family and guests that are coming over. You want to do that. All right. We thank you so much for checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'm telling you what, season finale 2013 has been the bomb diggity. If you missed any of the shows from this past year, you have many opportunities, many ways to go back and listen to some of the top favorites, some of the top shows. So the easiest way to do that is Charvette.com. That's the easiest way to go back and listen to all of the past shows that you want to, or if you want to share the show, that's the easy way to do that. So Charvette.com. Of course, if you have my mobile app, you'll be able to keep up to date of what's coming up. But also in iTunes. I'm in iTunes. If you don't have the mobile app, which is fine, iTunes as a podcast. So you can put in Charvette in the podcast section, and it will pull up every single show I've done. I've done over 250 shows, and it will pull up every single show right there in the podcast. So, woo-hoo-hoo. So you know we are getting we're getting ready for 2014. Again, big things popping. Shameless plug, if you need a website, if you don't have a website, let me tell you, you need a website. If you're a business, if you are a non-profit, not-for-profit, if you are an artist, an author, anywhere in that, a business coach, a life coach, you need a website. So check out Mitchell Productions. We're on Facebook. Facebook.com/Mitchell Productions. Go to my main website. Yes, I am the web designer. Go to my main website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Mitchell-productions.com. And there you can find out information about Mitchell Productions. And woohoo, as of yesterday, we have new office space. So we are really excited about that new office space. So those that are in the Richmond, Virginia, surrounding counties, Tri-City areas, we would love to meet you in person. So schedule an appointment to chat it up and let us know about that. Again, Charvette.com for any information about this phenomenal radio show. And then, of course, for web design and media coaching, you can go to Mitchell-Productions.com. All right, so I think we're going to take this segment out. You know, we're just going to keep the Christmas cheer going. I like Mary, Did You Know, which is another Christmas song, and this is by Mary J. Blige. So here we go, listeners.
Your baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? Will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know of God?
Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, a wrap for the 2013 season. Again, we thank you so much. We love you. We have big things that we're planning for you, just for the listeners, for 2014. And we appreciate your support. Most of all, we know you don't have to listen, and you choose to listen. You listen on your jobs, and you listen in your car, and you listen when you're taking your kids to their sports event, and you listen when you're just surfing the web, and we appreciate you, and we want you to know that, really, we want you to know that, and that we are going somewhere big. We're going somewhere big, and we want you to stay locked, and one day you're going to say, you know, I used to listen to her internet radio show. I guarantee you, I promise you, you will say that one day. And so I appreciate you, and we thank you so much. And so we're signing off for 2013, and we will be back in 2014 with many, many great things. We'll see you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, signing off.